Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 3rd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We have prepared this message on this Friday morning with the goal to encourage others, and in this case, to challenge others as well. Today's message is titled, Warning Signs, and the scripture text is a short portion from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
Watch your life and doctrine closely.
Yesterday I mentioned hurting my back, and some readers were curious as to what I had done and how seriously I was injured. Monday I was trying to repair a utility sink, and I leaned over to try to lift it out. Instantly, I had a searing pain in my lower back and have paid the consequences all week. So many people we deal with have back problems, and it's really easier to feel their pain when you undergo similar testing. So we have certainly been able to do that this week. Well, I've done this type of thing before, and thus far in life, I always recover. However, today, I am still in pain and trying to work it out. In retrospect, I'm quite aware of what I was trying to do. It was really stupid. Many, many years ago, I learned that to lift a heavy weight, you must bend the knees and then lift. This position shifts the weight properly so that the back is not injured. At 53 years of age, I knew in my head that the experience of lifting an awkward heavy object in the incorrect position would have consequences. As I leaned in to lift out the sink, I should have paid attention to the inner beep, beep, beep warning that I was doing something stupid. Well, I didn't.
We recall another warning we did heed, and it saved our lives. About 20 years ago, we came home from a long trip, and we were extremely tired. We fell asleep quickly, but about an hour later, we were wakened by the beeping of a smoke alarm, and it also threw out bright light as well, and it found our house full of smoke. It's amazing how disoriented we were as we were awakened and in panic. And Stephen says he can still recall how difficult it was to dial the number and speak to the fire department.
I don't recall if that was where they had 9/11 yet or just zero, but I specifically recall how just out of sorts I was even to pick up the phone and do whatever I needed to do. Well, I did manage to call them, and within minutes the first volunteer fireman arrived, entered our home, and almost immediately determined it was the motor to the blower on our furnace. We're so thankful for the smoke alarm and for the extremely competent and conscientious volunteer fire department up there in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. We were informed that the smoke itself could very well have killed us had we not been awakened by the alarm.
Well, we get a lot of warnings in our lives. We have them in our cars, homes. They're warning signs for cancer and other diseases. Our computers have lots of warnings. We can ignore or disable warnings, but we do so to our own peril.
There are also spiritual warnings. Today's verse is a vital one from Paul to Timothy, through the inspired scriptures to all of us. Many people pay no heed to spiritual warnings. Some have never taken the supreme warning to the human race seriously, which is expressed in these words from the Lord Jesus. But unless you repent, you too will all perish.
The daily text is a simple command to understand, but it can be so difficult to habitually practice. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Another way that we might read this is, watch how you live and what you believe. The New American Standard Version states, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching.
We need to continue to watch our life and doctrine closely. This will be a lifelong pursuit. How does our life reflect the character traits demonstrated by Jesus and taught in the scriptures? How does our doctrine line up with that taught in the holy word of God?
Let's pray together. Father, may we be earnest in our study, diligent in our discernment, and consistent in our Christian testimony, so that you may be honored and we may be found faithful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And as I complete the message. I am in a lot of pain even now. I probably have another hour, hour and a half of work to do and getting all this material up on the web. But we're trusting God for grace to do that. Wife is also a bit weary today. She's testified. We have meetings tonight and two tomorrow. We're grateful for God's very present help in the time of trouble, whatever that trouble may be. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, October 3rd, 2008. We welcome you to visit the site today. We do have another photo taken by our friend Rick Studer up today, another mountain photo that has a powerful verse on it from Psalm 90. Well, be encouraged this day and continue to watch your life and doctrine closely.